KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 1 degree below zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 24. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In the news, officials of the Creston Police Department report 25-year-old Sean Scheimer of Greenfield was arrested at around 1:15 this morning. Scheimer was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for OWI first offense. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce held its annual dinner and awards program this past Saturday night. And during that event, Mark McNeese, who until January 1st served as the chief of the Atlantic Fire Department, was awarded the Distinguished Service Award for his years of civic and professional service to the community. In addition to having served as fire chief for 13 years and being a member of the fire department for over 29 years, Mark is an active member of the Atlantic Elks Club, and he's been with the organization for more than 33 years. McNeese has also volunteered his time for countless community events. Debbie Lystead was presented Saturday with the 2019 Athena Leadership Award. The Distinguished Service Award recognizes an individual, business, or organization that has made the community a better place to live, and they have rendered special services for the benefit of the community and have demonstrated an active leadership role for the betterment of the community through their involvement in business, civic, and social organizations. The award, sponsored by Dedder Motor Company, has been made available locally since 1986. Lystead was recognized for her dedicated service to helping women reach their leadership potential. She's an active member of the Atlantic Business and Professional Women and many other civic groups. Elsewhere in the news, thousands of pork producers, students, and industry officials, as well as hundreds of vendors, will gather for the annual Iowa Pork Congress this week. Dal Grooms, a spokeswoman for the Iowa Pork Producers Association, says the event is North America's largest winter swine trade show and conference.
We're expecting about 5,000 people to come to Des Moines to learn more about the pork industry, talk to vendors of products that they sell to pig farmers, etc., and just learn more about what's going on currently.
The keynote speaker is Andy Curlis, executive director of the North Carolina Pork Council, who will discuss coordinated efforts which threaten animal agriculture. Groom says 10 workshops are planned on a range of pork-related topics.
We have a couple that are relative to African swine fever, so people can learn more about what other producers have learned in the state of Iowa as they've looked at how that might affect them on their farm. And then we also have some speakers who are coming in from China and Russia to talk about how they've dealt with those situations in their countries.
The trade show features more than 300 exhibitors from companies both from Iowa and around the world, offering ways to help pork producers become more efficient, profitable, and successful. The event runs tomorrow and Thursday at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines. You can learn more at www.iowaporkcongress.org. A Spencer man is facing several charges after a domestic disturbance call turned into a standoff at a home Sunday. Upon arrival, officers determined the suspect, 21-year-old Dawson Walker, had threatened the occupants of the home with a gun and was keeping them locked inside. Officers made entry into the house and evacuated the occupants safely, along with removing the firearm. Police say Walker armed himself with a butcher knife and a standoff ensued. He eventually gave up and exited the home, where police took him into custody without further incident. Walker was charged of being a felon in possession of a firearm, domestic abuse, assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, operation without the owner's consent, false imprisonment, and interference with official acts. Police have arrested a 28-year-old man suspected of killing his girlfriend's mother in Fort Dodge. Police say Mark Russell of Fort Dodge is charged with first-degree murder. He was arrested after police were called to the home at around 9:15 a.m. Monday. Officers dispatched to check on a domestic dispute found the 45-year-old woman unresponsive. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Her name has not yet been released. Investigators believe Russell grabbed an object from inside the home and struck the woman with it. A man whose elderly mother was found in a feces-filled home with 18 dogs in northeast Iowa has been given jail time and probation. David Rogers was sentenced last week to a year in jail with all but 60 days suspended. Authorities say Rogers and his mother lived in a home in Brandon. Last August, he went to a hospital for a lengthy stay without making arrangements to care for his mother or the dogs. And officers called the home later in the month, found the dogs, 4 dog carcasses, and the filth. A high school teacher in Davenport has been accused of secretly recording nude videos of 2 females who stayed at his Bettendorf home. Clinton Van Fossen is charged with 5 misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy and other crimes. Davenport Community School District officials say Van Fossen, who was a science teacher, has been placed on administrative leave without pay. He's denied knowing about the 2 spy cameras police say they found in his Bettendorf home. We can miss out, but the Quad Cities International Airport is being blamed on the icy weather. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
A Delta Airlines jet slid off a taxiway at the airport on Saturday, just before the plane was scheduled to take off for Detroit. There were no injuries reported among the 50 passengers or crew. Airport officials say the runways were clear, but there was ice on the taxiway, while winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour were likely a contributing factor. The airport was closed by the snowstorm from Friday afternoon through Saturday morning. I'm Matt Kelly.
Officials say British-based BAE Systems will maintain a presence in the Cedar Rapids area after it completes a deal to acquire Collins Aerospace Military GPS business. BAE announced on Monday that United Technologies Corporation had agreed to sell the GPS business for $1.925 billion. A BAE spokesman says those plans are for the GPS's business, 675 employees, to stay in their Collins facilities until the deal closes. Those workers would then become employees of BAE Systems and transition to a new facility in the Cedar Rapids area. The spokeswoman says it's not clear where and when that would occur. A new study of direct care workers in Iowa shows a continued problem with finding enough people to fill the jobs. The executive director of the Iowa Caregivers, Di Finley, says low wages are one factor.
The good news is that their wages have gone up a little bit, but the median wage is still only $13.80 an hour.
Finley says the United Way of Iowa's poverty report shows that wage is below the poverty level for a family of four.
And one of the other findings from the survey is that 28% were working more than one job, and 22% said they were seeking work outside of direct care, 78% of whom said because of the low wages. And so that certainly compounds, you know, the shortages and some of the issues that we're facing.
Finley says it's a key segment of the workforce when it comes to care.
They're high demand, but they're also a very high impact workforce. You know, it's predominantly women. About 95% of the people who work in the field are women. And they're home care aides, nurse aides, direct support professionals. And they serve Iowans of all ages and abilities.
And as she says, there's still a misconception that these jobs are the bottom rung of healthcare.
We have people who have worked in this field for 30, 40 years, and they're still viewed, I think, societally as entry-level workers. And it's also oftentimes viewed as women's work. So that contributes to, I think, our challenges in trying to elevate the compensation levels for these individuals.
Finley says the new Speaker of the Iowa House talked about focusing on the workforce, and that could be some good news. She says, we hope that our elected officials will place a higher priority on this workforce and try to come up with some strategies to enhance the wages and benefits of this workforce. And she says the workers also face what is called a cliff effect, and they get a little bit of a wage increase, and that's just enough to that it compromises some of the worker supports, and they end up being worse off. Finley says that things like child care credit and supplemental food program are still needed by many of the direct care workers, even if they get a wage increase. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.